Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and joining me now is Thursday morning host of Cross Currents on KRNN, Sarah Everett. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Good to be speaking with you, Sarah. Great to hear your voice. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your radio show.
Yeah, of course. My name is Sarah Everett. I am the Thursday morning Cross Currents host on Thursday mornings on KRNN from 8 to 10 a.m. I've been playing world music and new age music for about 7 years now on that program.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
I do
love your show. And as you mentioned, you play mostly world music, like this song called Hello, Hello by Moe's Fan Fan. Let's hear a little bit more of this. I really like this song in particular. It's very, very, very happy.
Yes.
Tell us, where do you find most of the music that you play on your show?
Actually, most of the music I play comes straight from our very own CD music library at KTOO. And that particular song is from one of my favorite albums, African Playground by Putumayo. I play a lot of albums and music from the Putumayo selections.
I also love the Putumayo selections. We also have the Putumayo World Music Hour on KRNN. That's on Mondays at noon. I try to tune in for that as often as I can. And I try to tune in for Thursday morning Cross Currents to hear your world music. That's funny. You are actually one of the few hosts here that use CDs almost exclusively. Tell us more about that. What do you like about it? And do you think you would ever change?
You know, I think what I prefer the most about using CDs is that they are the most reliable to me. I have a very large personal CD and sets of CDs and DVD collections here at home. And to me, they've always been there. They are the most durable, reliable, and you can't lose them unless you physically lose them. I know that although with the internet and online streaming, literally at our fingertips, where anything can be found at any time, music and media, in my experience, are often deleted sometimes, or the links change, or they just vaporize into the ether of the internet. And so you can't always find exactly what you want, but CDs have always remained a staple for me and are also nostalgic and a simplified way to play music for everyone.
Now, have you ever thought about going backwards and starting to play vinyl exclusively?
You know, some people have asked me that, and I would love to learn. I just don't know how.
No, and our vinyl collection is not as quite as well organized as our CDs. But I'm glad that you're getting some use out of them. And many of our other hosts use CDs as well. A lot of folks use a mix, but that is just one of the things that makes you and your show unique.
Yes.
All right. Sarah, also, you're a student of the French language. Can you say some more about that?
Yes, of course. I actually took 3 years of French in high school. That was kind of the start of my love for the French language, the French culture. I took 2 years of it in college as well. And I've just always been very drawn to the French culture. And I'm actually in the process now of becoming a missionary to France in the next couple of years. I'm going to become a theater and arts teacher there. So the French language and French culture, everything about France is in my future as well.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for your journey. I wish we had some more time to talk about that, but I know a little bit about it, and I think it's really cool what you're going to go out and do and make and put out in the world.
Well, thank you, Shelley.
You're welcome, Sarah. Well, we miss you on Cross Currents on Thursday morning. Normally, you'd be on tomorrow at 8 a.m. What do you usually do to get ready for your shows?
I actually usually come in around 7 a.m. I come an hour before airtime, and I pick my music, and I usually pick a theme. So sometimes I'll do 2 hours of African music, or 1 hour of Celtic, 1 hour of French. It just depends on the theme that I pick or the region in the world of world music that I like to select. But I do usually like to have some sort of consistency for the show that I play each morning on Thursdays.
All right. Well, you may only use CDs, but I did the world a favor and made a Spotify playlist of the selections that you sent me last week. So
thank you.
Yes, of course. Those are on the KRNN Facebook page, facebook.com/KRNN radio. And it's great to hear your voice and some of your music selections today on the show. And if you want to continue to send me selections, I'll continue to make those playlists and post them on the KRNN Facebook, where your listeners can go and find them and get a little taste of Thursday morning cross currents any time of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, please check that every Thursday, and I'll have a selection for people to look up.
Okay, we're going to go out on a French song. Can you help me with the pronunciation of this one? Is it un homme?
Un homme, a man, that's French for a man, by Annie Villeneuve. She is basically the Taylor Swift of Quebec.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for that info and those little details about the music. And again, it's great to hear your voice, Sarah. So stay well. And I'm sure you got plenty to keep you busy during this time. But I hope we can talk again sometime soon.
Of course, and I miss all of my fans and listeners on Thursday mornings, but we'll be back on, hopefully, as things progress. But we still have world music out there, so let's go find it.
That's a great note to end on, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelley.
Bye-bye.